Welcome to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Joel Johnson and Nancy Brunetti started the company back in 2003. Glad you're with us, Joel Johnson, joining us today on the program. But you go, okay, well, Johnson Brunetti, what do they do? Well, here's what they do. They help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Can I retire? When can I retire? Do I have enough? Will I be okay? At the end of the day is really what you want to know. Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? Will my money last as long as I need it to? That's what the team is here to do. Help you figure out where you are on that retirement road. Maybe you're already retired and you got some concerns. The team at Johnson Brunetti is here to help. All you have to do is give them a call. There's no cost. It's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. And if you'd like to learn more about the team, just go to the website. A lot of great information there, johnsonbrunetti.com. They do a lot of events. Sometimes the public is invited. Sometimes it's for their clients. But you can find those out on the website as well, johnsonbrunetti.com. All right, Joel, welcome to the program. And you know, we're going to talk a couple different topics here to kick off the program today, but we're really kind of talking about the government tends to kick the can down the road a little bit. Social Security, we're going to run out of money by 2034. You're only going to get 78 cents on the dollar. Hey, our government spending, well, we're going to have a government shutdown because we're not approving things by both, bipartisan way. What, you know, the last time they did this, where they took so long to come to an agreement to just kind of kick the can down the road a few months, is we actually lost, international credit rating. That kind of is a big deal, is it?
Yeah, it really is a big deal. And, you know, first of all, I always try to stay out of politics a little bit on this show, but it's just nonsense to me and frustrating, except it's not as frustrating as it used to be because unfortunately we've all come to expect it, that they can't just do their job. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, left, right, you know, everything turns into this political battle. And yes, you're absolutely right, Mark. It just gets kicked down the road. They make these issues up. Sometimes I almost feel like, you know, they're all in the business of disagreeing with each other. I don't want to say they make these issues up, but they bring up these issues that I wonder if are just, you know, sort of these manufactured fights so they can look like they're doing their part of the job, but then things don't get solved. And, you know, we're going to talk in a minute about Social Security and the national debt and things like that, where, you know, for heaven's sakes, I mean, things don't get fixed. And so I think it is frustrating to people. To get back to your original question, is it a big deal for our credit rating to be reduced? Yes, absolutely. We want the U.S. dollar to continue to be what is called the reserve currency in the world. That just basically means that, you know, it is seen as the most stable currency, meaning that trade goes on all around the world in U.S. dollars. So just to give you an example, it's a little simplistic, but let's say Yemen wants to trade with Kenya. They are going to reference that trade, that I will give you this if you will give me that. They're going to reference those payments in U.S. dollars because that is seen as much more stable than the local currency. So there's a huge advantage we have to having the U.S. be the reserve currency. Well, if we get our ratings downgraded and there's some other company that's big enough and stable enough that maybe becomes more stable than we are as the U.S., then we lose that advantage of being the world's reserve currency. So not only is it frustrating from a political standpoint to hear about this over and over again every few years, but it's also dangerous, might be too strong of a word, but it's not helpful at all to our economy and the health of our citizens.
But government shutdowns tend to be high profile, but at the end of the day, they're really low market events. I mean, the markets keep going, might be a little bit of a downturn, but the markets tend to come back right after something like that happens. Social Security, on the other hand, Joel, how long would you say that Social Security has put this on their thing that used to be mailed out all the time? Now, I got mine, Joel. I got in July my Social Security statement. So excited. Because I'm almost 64. I'm not starting Social Security because I'm working. But it is interesting that they say, you know, by 2034, 2033, COVID maybe sped that up. I don't know. But maybe we're only going to give you 78 cents on the dollar. This is another kicking the can down the road because I think elected officials want to get reelected and they don't really know how to solve this yet. What do you think about Social Security? Do you think at some point my Social Security, I'm only going to get 78 cents on the dollar?
So here's another thing where I tell you what I think, and I'm not going to, you know, bring you Harvard stats or MIT stats or Council of Economic Advisors stats. I'm just going to tell you, I think what I think is pretty common sense. You said you're almost 64 years old, Mark.
Correct.
Do you vote? Do you go vote?
I do.
Do you think a majority of people between, let's say, the ages of 60 and 65 vote?
I think
so. It's a pretty high percentage.
I think so.
Do you think it's the same percentage with people between 25 and 30?
I would say less.
I would say between 25 and 30, it's a lot less.
Yeah.
So politicians are much more concerned with people who vote because they want to run to get reelection. And they know if they touch this Social Security issue by either raising taxes, reducing benefits, pushing out the retirement age, having some kind of means testing to make sure that ultra wealthy people don't get Social Security, if they touch that issue, the majority of people that vote, that voting block of, you know, between 55 years and older, are going to be very upset at them. And so they just don't fix it. They don't fix this issue. So, you know, I think, in my opinion, Social Security is going to be there for you, the 65-year-old, the 60-year-old. You know, I'm 61. I think it's going to be there for me. I have four boys. The youngest is 24. The oldest is 33. I would tell them not to count on Social Security at all. Because I think when they get to Social Security age, if they're broke, they'll get something. I don't think that idea of this minimum income benefit for a retiree will go away completely. But I think if they've saved money and we encourage them, and so far their financial behavior is very, very good, and they do save money, I think that Social Security will not be there for them. So for older folks, I wouldn't worry about getting a benefit, even though we know that statistics say sometime in the 2030s that benefit's going to have to be reduced. I think probably taxes will be raised on working people to fulfill the promises that have been made to folks that are certainly over 55, over 60 right now. But I think it's going to change in the future. And I don't have much hope that Congress is going to fix it. I really don't, unfortunately. Every time they try, it becomes a political football that's just used by the other side. And the other side, whichever side that is, knows it's not a genuine argument. They're just trying to beat up on the side they're trying to beat up on. So it's really unfortunate they absolutely keep kicking this can down the road, which says it's so important that you take responsibility for your own retirement. You've
absolutely
got to be in control. That's the bottom line here.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Washington and Wall Street don't really control our retirement. The team at Johnson Brunetti can help you take control of your retirement. That's kind of what we want. We want to have some control. We got to control the controllables, right? There's a lot of things outside of our control. If you'd like to sit down with Joel and the team at Johnson Brunetti, it's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. There's also, Johnson Brunetti has put together a tremendous guide, Social Security Decisions, and we all have to make them. When are you going to start it? Widows and widowers are eligible at 60, but most of us are at 62. That's when we can take it, but if you're supposed to get it at 60, 1959 was when I was born, Joel, so that means I'm 66 in 10 months is my full retirement age. If I would start mine early, it's not that 25% it was for those 66-year-olds. It's now closer to a 30% haircut. If I wait till 70, obviously I get more, but that may not be the right decision. So this is a really cool decisions opportunity for you on Social Security that Josh Brunetti has put together for you. All you have to do is text Social Security to that number, 800-705-1232, and that Social Security decisions information will all be sent right to you. 800-705-1232, just text Social Security. And you think about it, it used to be, I think, people that, like me, that work in radio, we know Social Security can be a big part of our retirement. For those that are super successful, I don't know if Social Security is a big deal for them, but it seems to me more and more people are looking at Social Security as a big deal. A lot of people used to look at it in a vacuum. I'm retired. My mom retired. She's 86. We took her money at 62, took Social Security. And I said, well, what do you think? And she goes, that's the worst decision I think I've ever made. So there's a lot of, you know, after the fact decision making that you're like, man, I messed that up. But how do you look at Social Security? I mean, is it important still for everybody? And we don't need to look at it just in a vacuum. We got to look at it with everything else we have, don't we?
Yeah, well, there's two points there that you made that I think are spot on. Number one, it is important. And if you're poor, it's really important. And if you're wealthy, it's important because they took money out of your paycheck forever to fund Social Security. You deserve some of that back. So it is important. Is it going to be the make or break of your retirement income? Well, if you're wealthy, probably not, but you still deserve to get it because you paid in. And if you're poor, it might be the make or break. So it's really important. But the key here is, and you said spot on, Mark, you can't look at it in a vacuum. This wisdom about just wait for as long as possible to take Social Security, forgive me for being blunt, but that's stupid. You cannot look at Social Security as it sits as its own decision. It's not. And those statistics that show, well, you know, if you wait till you're 70, you're going to get much more money. What if you die at 71? And so you've got to look at, number one, life expectancy, but then you've also got to look at what other retirement money do you have? And you mentioned earlier about things we can control. You can't control a lot of the options with Social Security. You can control when you take it, maybe when your spouse takes it, But you can't control a lot of other things, especially you can't control when you die. If you have other retirement savings, 401ks, brokerage accounts, 403bs, and so on, you know, you have a lot of control over those things. So Social Security needs to be made, the decisions need to be made in the context of your entire picture, not in a vacuum. It was so good what you said there about not making that decision in a vacuum, the timing of Social Security, how to take it. If you're married, if you have a partner, how to, you know, have that spouse take it at the right time and in combination to your benefit and so on. That's why it's so important people get this guide. It's probably one of the biggest areas people make a mistake with in retirement is Social Security timing. And in most cases, it's an irrevocable decision.
Absolutely. So point well taken. If you'd like to sit down with the team at Johnson Burnetti about Social Security, you want the Social Security guide, just text the word Social Security to that number, 800-705-1232. But if you'd really like to look deeper, right? Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Will my money last as long as I need it to? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? That's what they're here to help. 800-705-1232 again is the number, 800-705-1232. Joel, as always, appreciate the time. We'll be back with more Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Burnetti, right after this.
Turn your plans from yesterday into yes today. Don't put off your financial goals another day. Schedule your visit with the team at Johnson Brunetti at 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott, joined by Heather Atkins. Heather is a certified financial planner, joined the Johnson Brunetti team back in 2019. She's an Ohio State Buckeye graduate, so kind of some fun chatter amongst the office mates about college football or what have you. Heather, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
And of course, remember, you can always go to the website to learn more about Heather, Joel, Eric, Matt, Jake, the team, just by going to the website, johnsonbrunetti.com. Brunetti is B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, johnsonbrunetti.com. And of course, you want to sit down with the team. You want to talk about, hey, I got some issues. I got some concerns. I think I've got enough. I just don't really know if I have enough to retire on. I'd like to find out where I'm at. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. I thought it'd be kind of fun for our listeners, Heather, to kind of hear about the Heather Atkins story. Now, we know in 2019 you joined Johnson Brunetti, but I'm thinking there was a lot, well, not a lot of life, because you just turned 30 not long ago, but you're really successful. I know Joel is excited that you're a part of the team. Can you give us a little background into the Heather Atkins story?
Sure. I did just turn 30 this year, which was exciting. I think a lot of, you know, women don't want to hit that next birthday or milestone because they view it as an age thing and, you know, don't want to talk about our age. But when you are sitting down with folks who are retired or close to it, you really want as much age or at least experience as much of that as you can get. So I'm happy to be 30 and joined the team in 2019, as you said, been an advisor, though, since 2015. So not quite 10 years yet, but I've seen a lot in 10 years and have experienced a lot even before that. I like to start, I think, from the beginning, you know, when I was a lot younger and growing up. My parents had kind of the stereotypical setup we all, you know, hear about and know with who handles the finances and who takes more of like a backseat approach. So my dad, he still works for the same company that he's been at since then, over 30 years. you know, worked a really great job, had benefits, income, pension. And as a result, you know, my mom had the kind of luxury in a way of working when she needed to or wanted to get out of the house as she was raising myself and my three younger sisters. When I was about 11, that is when my dad took my sister and I. So we left the babies at home. Riley and Brooke, my sisters, were 3 and 2 at the time. So I was 11. Jesse was, I think, 7. And we went to Dairy Queen getting some ice cream we thought was going to be just a fun time with dad. And that's really when he broke the news to us that him and my mom would be separating and getting a divorce. And for many years after that, I didn't want to go to Dairy Queen. I didn't want to sit in the booth. I kind of thought it was like bad luck to go there. And that was my first kind of walking into adulthood, you know, at a young age and having to grow up, because I found out quickly what that would mean financially for my sisters, myself, my mom especially, who had to really dive into the finances and get a handle on all of that and work. She ultimately worked 3 different jobs that gave her flexibility to still pick us up from school and take us to extracurriculars. I was involved in sports year round, and I was very adamant that that wasn't going to change, even though we didn't have the means for that, you know, pay to play. I think that's still a thing, you know, where you're paying for, you know, all the sports and every extracurricular, and constantly just, you know, me personally kind of freaking out about how are we going to get the money so I can go to soccer practice, and how are we going to get the money so that I can do cheerleading and run track and field. And I pole vaulted in high school, which was another neat thing. But I quickly got a sense of what it meant to not have the means and not have the resources. And I think that is why I'm so sensitive to those concerns that a lot of my clients have today of making sure they have the means to do the things they want to do and feel comfortable and not afraid of, you know, will I have enough money to retire? I think retirement is the big thing here, especially at John Spernetti and the folks we're sitting down with, is everyone wants to make sure they're going to be okay for retirement.
Yeah, and I think that's really the great thing that the team at Johnson Burnetti is here for you, is to help guide you along this path. The Money Map Retirement Review, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security? It's in the income part. What about Medicare? A lot of decisions there as well. That's in the healthcare part. There's a lot of moving parts here, and I think Heather and the team at Johnson Burnetti are certainly here to, they'd love to sit down with you and find out if they can help you. 800-705-1232. There is no cost for this whatsoever. There is no obligation. There is no pressure. This is an opportunity for you really to find out, are you going to be okay? Do you have enough? Will your money last? All those questions we have. Call the team. Say, hey, I'd love to sit down with Heather. You know, I've gone through a divorce like Heather is talking about. I kind of relate to that story. I think I would like to talk with a female advisor. There are certain people that are more comfortable with a female advisor. And Heather's certainly here to help if you would like that. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. Heather, do you feel like as a female, and really, I would think if you took all the financial advisors in the country, I'm saying a very high percentage are men. You buy that?
I buy that.
Yes. Right. So I would think at times you have people that are more comfortable talking with you, especially if somebody that is divorced or something, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't feel like you're going to be as intimidating. You're more comfortable, easier to talk to. I don't know. What do you think?
So one of my mentors, you know, who said something early on to me when I was just starting in my career, you know, said that my personality was like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, and how would that possibly match up with being an advisor, you know, and working with folks in retirement planning. And I was so taken back when he said that. I was like, I thought I, you know, had what it takes. And, you know, I think the thing you have to tell women is that they can't do something and they'll prove to you that they can.
Right.
And so I think what he meant by that was I do listen more than I speak, and I am not the loudest in the room by any means. And that is how I connect with my clients and, you know, and men, you know, man, woman, whomever I'm sitting down with, they want to be heard. And there's certainly a larger population of advisors, men and women, that might, you know, do a little more talking and not a whole lot of listening. And so certainly when we're talking about something as sensitive or delicate as money, you know, you certainly want to be heard. You don't want to be spoken over or, you know, talked down to either. And women speaking to women, it just works. And that's what I want to do with my clients, is make sure that they feel comfortable and safe in their retirement planning.
And really for you, and really the entire team at Johnson Brunetti, to create a retirement plan, the Money Map Retirement Review with your, for your clients, you need to know the story. I mean, it's like if you're putting a crossword puzzle together, the key to that is the picture on the box. Well, you need the picture of what they see their retirement as. What are they going to do? How are they going to spend their time? So they have to be willing to open up and tell you things that maybe they wouldn't tell their relatives, maybe. But it's really important that you know the story, the whole story, to create a plan, I would think.
Yeah, it's definitely something where, you know, we can't look at it in silos. It has to be all or nothing. And that doesn't necessarily mean we have to be managing all of that money or nothing at all. It's bring it all in. We have to see what's going on under the hood. And that's how we're going to be able to give the best advice specific to your situation. And I've had some conversations with folks where they say, well, I just want to focus on this. And I have this 401k. It's bothering me because I've seen the returns for the quarter. And can we just really talk about this one? I'll say, yes, you know, we're absolutely going to talk about that. But we need to talk about your income and your expenses and it all, how it all works together. And that's how we start in creating the foundation of a good retirement plan.
Do you feel like, and I know you sat down with married couples, but you sit down with widows and widowers, you sit down with single people, divorced people, you sit down with everybody because you're here to help at Johnson Brunetti. Are there different challenges you find for women than men? Is it confidence? Is it, are there anything that stands out?
Confidence is certainly lacking across the board, probably more in women than men. If we're looking at the example of my parents, you know, my mom got introduced to the finances late in the game. So she feels like she's behind, if you will, because she had to learn late in life. And for those who I meet who are widowed or divorced and they feel the same way, you know, it's certainly all those years, you know, of possible mistakes could maybe help you, but it's important that you're getting good advice, better late than never. And so our goal here is to kind of boost that confidence. And how we boost the confidence in the folks we're sitting down with is breaking it down to make it make sense and keeping things simple. And I know we've joked on here before about how no one comes in with 50 pages of statements and documents and says, let's make it more complicated. Let's make this 100 pages instead of 50. Like, people don't say that. And we keep it simple. And that's really, I think, what it takes to start to build confidence and see that in our clients. So anyone listening, you know, you're welcome to come in and sit down with myself, a member of the team. We're here to help. The guide to financial empowerment, specifically for women, you can absolutely get a copy of that by texting the word women to 800-705-1232. And I'm sure you'll find some good takeaways just in that.
So this is an opportunity for you. Obviously, anybody can come in and sit down with the team at Johnson Brunetti. They're here to help. There's no money limits or anything like that. They're here to help. And maybe you won't be a client of Johnson Brunetti, but maybe you'll just get some great advice, get some insight into your situation. It's an opportunity, though, for you to find out where you are. And you think of the old MasterCard commercial back in the day, priceless. How important would that be to get some clarity into your picture? The team at Johnson Brunetti is certainly here to do that. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. There is no cost for this. The team is here to help. 800-705-1232. And then the team at Johnson Brunetti has created, as Heather said, the Women's Guide to Financial Empowerment. And it's just got some insight, I think, for women in this. If you would like it, as Heather said, just text the word women to 800-705-1232. They'll get that right out to you. 800-705-1232. Heather, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a great week. And I'm sure we'll be talking again at some point. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.